In Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, God makes a statement that it was not good for the man to be alone. People are getting excited. So in verse 21 of the same Genesis 2, 21 and then verse 22, he removed Adam's rib and he did something very interesting. He covered the place with flesh. Say flesh.
Flesh.
When he removed the rib, he did something with the rib. He created a help meet for Adam. But then he covered that place with flesh. When you remove strength, or you remove a bone, and you don't put a bone back, and you cover the place with flesh, what have you done? God created a weakness. Say a weakness.
A weakness.
One more time.
A weakness.
One more time.
A weakness.
He removed strength and replaced with a weakness. Tell your neighbor again, stop the walk alone. Because I need you. Because I need you. I need you. I need you. Some people, small thing, then they go offline. They're trying to reach them. Say, oh no. It's a sensitive area. You see, because even you go into it, you even come to those who now come and fight with the world or their status.
Yes.
Wow. So God created, or God formed a weakness, and it was a deliberate act. It wasn't a mistake. It wasn't an accident. He intentionally removed the rib, and then he covered the place with flesh. Ah, this is serious. You've created a man. Put the man in charge of a garden. In fact, after the 18, when God made the statement that it was not good for the man to be alone, he did not go straight to act on it. The verse 19, he gave man work to do, to name the animals. After man named the animals, then the next verse, he says that he put him into a deep sleep. And then he took out. And it's very interesting that God finds this as a very good thing in creating a weakness in man. And when you look at the things that happen in Genesis, they are the beginning of life. Everything that God started in Genesis was made cyclical. So it just goes over and over again. So everything that happened with the creation was very, very important. So you may be seeing just man, woman. You are just thinking family, but it goes beyond that. It's about humanity. In Genesis chapter 32, verse 25 and verse 31, Genesis 32, Jacob wrestled with a stranger, and that stranger was an angel. It was God. They wrestled throughout the night, and for the wrestling to stop, he had to dislocate Jacob's thigh or thigh bone. He had to dislocate, cause a weakness. Ask your neighbor, how many times have you been wrestling with God? Some people will never have gone into ministry if a weakness was not created somewhere. They would never have been pastors. No. I mean, you say, and hello. It's very serious. Because man can keep wrestling with God. You wrestle with God. Say, this thing, no. What I like, what I want, every time, what I like. Me, I like this one, I like this color, I like this height. I like this
stature.
I like it in this location. Hey, if it is not in the UK, please, God, out. If it's not from Dubai. So some are always wrestling with God. They feel they know more than God. I pray that if you've been wrestling with God over anything, repent.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. So that God can have his way. A weakness is necessary in the life of man to be able to attract a helper. No helper or no weakness, no helper. No weakness, no helper. Because you cannot help somebody who needs no help. And when you look at the Trinity, you see three people all in one. And Jesus had prayed that prayer that they may all be one. There's no way that any organization can grow or thrive or succeed or achieve its purpose if you don't have people in there with weaknesses. Not with weaknesses behaving as if they are the strongest of all. But weaknesses acknowledging that, yes, they need help. Hallelujah. Because I stand here, I look very far, and I see that to grow as an organization or as a ministry, there is a certain kind of mindset that we need to have. And especially in this month of the Trinity, it is time that we acknowledge that I need help, I cannot do it alone. You need help, you cannot do it alone. And so, the two must come together to make things happen. Hello? It is very easy to feel comfortable in your spot and think that, oh, others can do it. It is very easy. A mentor once told me, he said, Ben, no man is an island. No man is alone, because I felt that my opinions were not being respected and others were rather being listened to. I felt that I was disadvantaged. And so I wanted to keep to myself and stay in my corner. And then he said, Ben, no one is an island. Nobody is alive. And I remember clearly my big sister once told me, said, do not burn your bridges. That's my sister-in-law. Said, don't burn your bridges. You know, I remember some of the ways that some people have treated us as a ministry. And I had to ask one guy, I said, do you know that we are all on the same earth? You may think that it is far away. You may think that, oh, as for me, oh, this one there, I mean, but you will go and meet the same people somewhere. You think that we are in Ghana, oh, me, I'm traveling to the UK. You go there, here I am. Here I am, I have an apartment and you need my help. And when we were in Ghana, hello, tell your neighbor, I need you. Everybody who has a weakness has a strength. And that is one thing we never realize. Everybody has a weakness, and everybody who has a weakness has a strength. So you can come. Pastor Ben, that's what this person did. Oh, ah, why you cry? Are you even listening to this guy or this lady? Why cry? Do you know that he's been talking bad about you? Tell your neighbor, everybody who has a weakness that you can identify, that you can see, that you can tag, that same person has a strength you may not be seeing. Do you know that when God formed the weakness and then he brought the helper, Adam forgot that something was missing. In fact, he didn't even make one statement about it. All he saw was the helper who had come. He was weak, but the helper that had come was good, too good enough to even make him forget about his weakness. When you are in an organization, everybody there is a helper. Whether they choose to help or not, it's up to them. And especially for the new ones in our midst. When you are in an environment, an organization, a ministry like you are here, everybody is a helper, whether they choose to help or not. That one, it is not your matter. It is God's matter. But for everything that you have to do as a helper within the ministry, what should you do? You must do it. Hello? Everything that you must do before God within the ministry to help the vision accomplish its purpose, go ahead and do it. The ministry needs you in there as a helper, because everybody there has a weakness, has a need. Everybody here has a weakness. You have a need. A weakness is basically a need. Simply, everybody has a weakness. Someone went for an interview, and then when we closed, anyway, I wasn't one of the interviewees. I just happened to be there on the panel, and then when we closed, one of the people on the panel said to me that, guy, we won't no cry. I said, why? He said, he has mouth odor. So when he said that, I said, oh, but why didn't you tell him? He said, hey, me, I don't, I said, no. When we closed, you should have just called him aside. And even if you don't tell him, cry, just call him, oh, I want to give you a gift. Then give you Pepsodent. Or close. I want to give you a gift, then you give him. That one alone will be speaking. Hello? So some people can be in a ministry, then they are seated watching. Oh, ask me this, me, go and say this, me, go and... No initiative. Every time, I'm there. If you have something, come and tell me, I'll do it for you, I'll tell me to me, I did it. Oh, we came for meeting, the place is dirty. Place is dirty, you see particles all over. Then you pick your chair and come and arrange the chairs nicely in the dirt. Nobody told me to sweep, so me, I'm hey, before I even go and spoil something. Tell your neighbor, be a helper.
Be a helper.
One more time.
Be a helper.
Weaknesses are necessary because helpers are necessary. God wants man, all of us, to dwell together as one. That was Jesus' prayer. And so weaknesses become a necessary element to make helpers necessary in our lives. So never ever feel that me, I want to be alone, I want to walk alone. As for me, people are bad, human beings are bad, nobody cares about me, and me, hey, that's why me, I like my things like that. The Lord is speaking to people's hearts. I'm saying it one more time. Stop sitting in your corner with all the excuses that me, I want to be alone. Be Because for us to grow and to fulfill God's agenda, we must all be helpers. We must all be what?
Helpers.
We must all be what?
Helpers.
Look, some people, even when they have employees, they talk to them anyhow. Whether the person is a paid helper or an unpaid helper, they are all provided by God. And I'll end this here that sometimes your helper even becomes a weakness in your life. Like David and Joab. Joab, don't kill Solomon, Absalom. Then Joab, we mean the dada. Personal issue. He must settle it. Irrespective of the guy's father's command, the king's command, Joab went to kill Absalom. So David had to leave a command with Solomon that when you come into power, clear Joab. Clear. But when a helper even becomes a weakness, that is where you remember to depend on God, because a helper is just a provision. Your source is God. Those who now turn to their helpers and make their helpers idols, worshipping their help. God, you said, God, I want a pretty lady. And God gave you super pretty lady. And now your morning devotion is the lady.
Yes. I want a sleeve with more popular.
And that's where I'm ending. That's where I'm ending. Another time we'll talk about maintaining your helpers. And that's where I'm ending. Tell your neighbor, don't idolize your helper. God is your source. Your daddy paid your fees, did this for you. So now your daddy is your idol. So every time you feel frustrated because your dad has not done something for you, because he did not agree to that, so now you feel frustrated. Instead of praying, now it is depression. Or your uncle, the Asantes, Wafanye. Please close your eyes wherever you are. Say after me, Lord, you are my source. Jesus, you are my source. Holy Spirit, you are my source. You cannot replace any helper in my life, because you are the provider of every helper in my life. Help me to treat my helpers right, and help me to be an effective helper in Glow Music Ministry. In Jesus' name. Thank God for this evening. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name have we prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.